Is Lando very good at landing ships? That's why his nickname is Lando.
I think so. I'll give you a big kiss.
Everything. What do I do next? And just like use the chicken on the, you know, the rubber chicken on the line.
Last week you thought Boba Fett was a homosexual, mate. What a bunch of mugs. So shall I do the introduction?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to do the introduction?
Okay.
Hello, you're listening to Double Triumph, the podcast dedicated to Star Wars role-playing in the UK and the FFG system for Edge of the Empire and Age of Rebellion. Your hosts, as usual, Bob Shoy and...
Tiss.
And Tiss. And we got a really good episode this week, because we got to make up for last week.
Cool.
Which we just had a quick scan through and was 15 minutes of us talking about actors and then a triple bill of PU sat and then we were oot.
Yeah. So this week, burning question, Sam Rockwell for Star Wars.
Oh, we did this, like we did Sam Rockwell last week.
Yeah. Okay, what we got? What we got, Bob?
Any news?
Kanan came out today.
Oh, Beef's going.
See you later.
Bye, Beef.
News flash.
See ya.
Beef's going.
Gotta go let my wife in.
You'll hear Beef a bit later in the episode because he takes part in EUP Easter, which we just recorded.
Which he comes back to record.
Yeah, he's going to come back in and record it later.
Yeah, alright guys, yeah, see you later.
See ya.
See ya!
Right, any Star Wars news this week, Tiss?
Not that I know of.
No, you know what I need to do? Because I always see stuff in the week on Twitter, on this and that. I should make a note. I'm always like, oh, I'll talk about that on the show.
Yeah.
And then I never write it down. I don't think there was any Star Wars... I can think of this week.
Kanan came out.
Yeah, Star Wars Comics Kanan issue 3 came out. I think that's only a 4-part series.
Yeah.
Did you finish reading it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's pretty good. I like that alien dude that he's with as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We did say last week that this week we can talk about what happened in Star Wars.
Yeah.
In the comic.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have a quick comic chat for 5 minutes. If you intend on reading the trade and don't want anything spoiled for you, I'm going to insert something here to tell you when you can tune back in so you can fast forward it by X amount of minutes. So I'll just input a little bit here.
Cool.
Hi, I'm just giving you a little spoiler warning. If you want to skip any of the comics chat, if you just want to skip it, or if because you don't want anything spoiled for you from what happened in Star Wars and Darth Vader last week, jump ahead to roughly 6 minutes and 15 seconds, somewhere like that, and you'll be all right.
And we're back. We're gonna talk. We're gonna talk about the big revelation at the end of Star Wars comic last week.
Yeah.
What happened?
What did happen? I've completely forgotten.
You can't remember.
You
can't remember they introduced.
Oh, okay. No, I remember what happened in the Star Wars. Darth Vader's just like.
Yeah, but though, what's the big thing that's got the internet all like shocking? We're like, we have to talk about it. They introduced a major character to the canon.
Oh yeah. Was it Lana Solo?
Sana.
Sana Solo.
Yeah, his wife.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You know what? We spoke loads of really interesting stuff about it last week.
Yeah.
And I had to cut it all.
Yeah.
I might try and dig through it. I think I deleted it all.
Really?
Because it was some really good stuff.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, or maybe she's related to Lando. And that's why Lando and Han have such a troubled history. I think they have more of a troubled history if you found out that Han was fucking his sister.
Yeah.
And just because she's black, she has to be related to Lando.
Exactly.
Exactly. Bollocks.
It's bullshit.
Well,
it could be true.
Alright, so what do you think about Han having a wife?
It's pretty cool. It's just...
You weren't outraged by it? Because
no.
Some people are like, oh, that makes sense, that's cool. And some people are like, bullshit.
I trust the writers.
They haven't let us down.
Yeah.
And you know what we were saying... The week before that, we were comparing the Vader series and the Star Wars series.
Hmm.
And we're saying, oh, Star Wars is really good, but it's very, like, by-the-book Star Wars. And Vader takes risks, but they always pay off and you go with it, and they're all really good risks, and it's interesting because of that.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, Star Wars went and took the biggest fucking risk so far of all the comics.
Yeah.
And it paid off. Well, we don't know if it paid off yet. It might be bollocks when it comes back.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I think it'll be fine.
That was the big shocker.
What was the other big shocker? At the end of Darth Vader.
At the end of Vader?
Hmm.
Didn't know there was one.
After he smashes the window. Oh yeah, Darth's just like...
He finds out, that's when he finds out that Luke is his son. Yeah.
So he's...
Which he knows by Empire.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know in A New Hope, and that's sort of the story of how he discovers it.
Yeah.
Which is quite a cool thing.
Yeah.
Correct. Really good. But anyway, Star Wars and Darth Vader both finished their first story arc last week on issue 6 of each series.
And they come back when?
They're both back next week. Next month, yeah.
Next month,
as usual. And Leia finishes this month. And I think Kanan finishes next month. And Lando starts next month.
Yes. Can't wait for Lando.
I hope it's good.
Maybe. Maybe the whole Lando thing ties in with the Santa Solo.
I think Lando's set way before.
Yeah, but maybe...
Maybe, yeah, it might be, yeah, because it would
maybe
be
maybe Han's married happily when he meets Lando and the whole thing transpires with him and Lando.
Well, part of me would think that'd be really cool to see, and part of me would be thinks it would be cool to just see Lando without any of the other characters.
Either.
Yeah.
Either would be fine.
I'll be down with I'm down with anything for a Lando series. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Shall I just, like, end of comics chat here so I can pull people who want to skip ahead in, like, now or whatever minute we're at now?
Yeah.
If you skipped ahead from the comics, welcome back. You didn't miss much. just talking about Lando.
Yeah. Is Lando very good at landing ships? That's why his nickname's Lando.
I think so.
Yeah.
His real name is Ichabod.
Calrissian.
Yeah. Tis.
Yeah.
Talking about texting in, tweeting in.
Yeah.
I want anyone... to DM me on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you listen, DM me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just to say hi, just to say you listen to the show, I would love some response. I know people are downloading. I would just like some interaction with people.
Yeah.
I see the downloads and I haven't even had a hi. I would just like hi.
Yeah.
So just, tell me it sucks. Just let me know you're there.
Yeah.
Anything, you know what?
Any sort of criticism or praise.
Just to say hi. And even better, maybe I was going to say I'll send you something, but...
It won't.
I might... Maybe I'll send you something.
Like an e-card?
Competition. At least give you a shout out on the show. If... Okay, so not last episode, but the episode before.
Yeah.
Which was episode 6.
Yeah.
Right. If you listen to episode 6, no one's listening, which you definitely would have listened to, because you're a big fan, I know you are.
Yeah.
In amongst that, I played a little clip when we started talking about Star Wars role-playing. And it wasn't a clip from a Star Wars film. Normally I lay in clips from Star Wars films. If you can name who is talking in that clip and what the clip is from, I'll give you a big kiss. I'll give you something. Maybe.
And you can lay in the sample in this.
I might give you something. Yeah, should I make it loyal for them?
Ooh.
Should I reward their loyalty?
Yeah, reward the loyalty, yeah.
Yeah, so I won't play it in this episode.
Okay, yeah.
In episode 6, there's a clip I play, which isn't from a Star Wars film.
Even a wrong guess would be welcomed. Any sort of guess.
Do it, I'd love it. Right, back on Star Wars, role-playing. Today's game, we finally got cracking, because last week was awful.
Yep.
This week,
yep.
We got moving on your game.
Yep.
Talk about it.
What do you think?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I felt like everyone was like not quite as interested in this one. Maybe.
Compared to last week?
No. Maybe I thought it'd be quite interesting.
I think.
But maybe it wasn't.
Well, this is the thing. I find this as well. When you're setting up a long storyline, everyone knows it's a long storyline, so they like. They go with it being like a slow start almost, and they're like, oh, this isn't going to get going for maybe in a couple of weeks, like get good. Because it's similar. I always get the same thing when it's a long storyline. The first session when we was on board the space station on Beyond the Rim, people weren't, I didn't get that much done in that session.
Which one's Beyond the Rim?
The one I'm doing now, the one I'm in the middle of. The first session, you was on board the space station.
Right. Okay.
And you were talking to Rebecca's uncle, and you were buying supplies, and there was like a little chase.
Right, yeah.
And not a lot got happened in that episode. Like, we didn't get moving that much because people were chatting and stuff. Because it's like, oh, the first part of a long storyline is like the intro.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it can be hard to draw them in when they know it's a long story. When it's like a one and done story, it has to move quicker because it's like bam, now this happening, bam, now this happening, bam, this happening, the end. And it's hard. It's easier to keep people interested in like a one session story. Yeah. But there's, it's easier to keep people interested, but there's so much less depth because it's just like one and done. It's over. It's like when you read a comic book, you read a storyline that is like a one issue, one shot story. It's fun to read, but you're like, this, it's just over before any depth has happened.
Yeah.
Long story arc is fun to read, more involved, but slower to get going. But it's pretty cool. What was the name of the planet we went to?
Vondark.
Vondark. And we were in a cityscape at night, basically crawling through different bars and clubs for information on missing persons.
Yeah.
What were your inspirations on the story, Tess?
I play a lot of Shenmue. Right. So it was kind of like trawling through bars. I got it from that, really.
Really? Is that where you got it from?
Yeah. Hmm. Just asking for information, and then obviously the guy gave you, slipped you a thing.
Yeah, the note.
It was kind of like, yeah.
I liked that. Because we wasn't expecting. Because we kept going into bars, and they would all be like...
But it's kind of like, it was like a bit of a mix between Monkey Island and Shenmue, because the, if you hadn't handed the piece of paper to the information broker, he wouldn't have been, like, he was sort of fitting it together at the same time as you were, so he wouldn't have been able to give you much information. But when you use items on people, that triggers them to, like, move it onto the next stage.
Ooh, I like that.
So it's like items used, like on Monkey Island.
I play a lot of adventure games, and I've never thought of this being like an adventure game. I might start incorporating that, like give an inventory using the right item with someone, or using that item with, oh, I'm gonna fucking make my next storyline a point and click adventure.
But that's when I found
loads of props all over the table.
Yeah, but I found that Beef was getting quite frustrated. But it's like a Monkey Island game. It's like, oh, I've done everything, what do I do next? And it's like, use the chicken on the, in the rubber chicken on the line. Done. And it's like that, you've got
spoilers if you haven't played Monkey Island.
Yeah, but it's like that, it's kind of like you've got to keep persevering, because it's not like I'm trying to lead you down a cul-de-sac.
No. What was good about when he handed us the paper as well, it felt like we kept going in different bars, and it was like dead end, dead end, dead end, and we're like, fucking hell, we're not getting anywhere. And all of a sudden you sort of let your guard down, like, this is dead end, this is dead end, bam, oh, got a lead.
Yeah,
what's going on here? And it makes it exciting. That really picked up the enthusiasm.
Yeah,
again. Yeah, I'm trying to think, there was, how many bars was there?
Five bars.
Did you have stuff planned for all five bars then? Did we go to all five?
Didn't go to Deadweight.
Oh, we met in the alleyway outside Deadweight.
Yeah.
So what was in Deadweight?
Nothing much. The bars were basically, well, it basically, I knew roughly what wanted to happen and who was going to be in each bar. And then after, I basically let you guys decide the storyline. So if you'd gone in other bars first, I wouldn't have just been like, the first bar you go in, there's the information. It would be like, you'd have to go to a few. Like in a computer game.
Yeah.
Like old computer games used to do that. Like, you know, when you play it again, it's like, I wonder if I go to that place first, if it happens straight away, and it doesn't. So then when you go to the, it's basically like, once you've gone, you've spent enough time walking around, and then it just happens.
So we had, one had the information broker in it. Was that always the plan? That is where the information broker
would have been, yeah.
Yeah, that's where he is. One had a bar brawl in it.
Yeah, that was always planned for that.
Yeah, that is like a big, that was like a Trandoshan sort of underworld bar, and with fights going on, drunken Trandoshans.
Yeah.
Was there anything we could have gained from that bar, or was that, did they know nothing the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay. The first one we went into, Django's, had Jack shit in it. Was that the plan? It was a dead end.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And we went to that one first.
Yeah.
What a bunch of mugs.
Yeah.
Deadweight, and which you just talked about. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was the swanky bar. That's, and we had to get past the bouncer.
Yeah.
And then we were trying to talk to people, and they were just like, oh, commoners, yuck.
To be honest, the bouncer was a mechanic to try and push you away from that bar, because it was getting on the time. I was like, right, we need to get this city bit over.
Oh, and then we passed the fucking charm check.
And then you spent even more time with them.
And we kept trying to talk to people, and you were like, get out of here.
Yeah, it was just basically like, they don't know anything. They don't care.
If you push against, I find this as well as a GM, if you push against the players, like, oh, you should move on, keep trying to push them out somewhere, sometimes they're like, what's he hiding? Yeah. What's in there? And they're like trying to push against you the other way?
Yeah.
I could tell you wanted us to get out of there, and I was just finding it funny that Beef just didn't want to leave.
Yeah. It was just like, well, I'll charm him. And it's like, God, it's formidable.
Even when we got the only information we could get out of there,
yeah,
we were like waiting outside of it, and the other two were still in there. They were trying to talk. He must have been like, fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when they were trying to talk to him, you're like, they're not interested in you. Get out.
Yeah. It was pretty much like the whole idea in my head for the whole thing was like Shenmue. You know, when you ask people, and every now and then you get one random person just drop a little bit too much of the story, and then you just continues the thing.
Mm.
It was like that. So every third person you'd talk to, you know, wouldn't know anything. Oh, they wouldn't know much, but this. Oh, there's another lead. It would just snowball until you found everything. And then the information broker was always going to have the final piece of the puzzle to get you there.
So if we had... Is there a way we wouldn't have got the information and then the broker would have bailed us out?
Yeah.
So he was your, like, backup plan?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Did we get as much done or less than you thought we would in one session? Did you think City is one session, or did you think, oh, I wanted him to get further?
No, I thought that the whole up to that ship and what we did last week would have been one session.
Oh, okay. Which we probably could have done. We ended like 20 minutes early.
Exactly.
And that's pretty much how much we played. So you're dead on, basically.
Yeah.
I find the set locations seem to wrap themselves up by the end of a session. Like, no matter how much I think you're going to get done, it's always that, like, one location starts wrapping up.
Because the bar thing could have come... I could have shaved some off.
Yeah.
And shaved some off until it was just one session.
I way overestimated my Chalgana story from last time.
Yeah.
Because I... Where you're up to now in it...
Yeah.
You're still not up to where I thought you would get in the first session.
Oh, really?
We've had two sessions in the jungle.
Oh, wow.
I way overestimated.
Because we fell down that ditch.
The first session was like exploring the jungle.
Yeah.
The second session was like exploring that abandoned ship.
Yeah.
And now that guy's taking you away. Mm. I thought that was cool. Made you think you were going to get into a fight. And that guy turned up and like broke it up and took all of you. Like, you and the people you're fighting against is like being led off.
Yeah. So that'll be next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm jamming next week.
You looking forward to it?
I know the next bit I've got to plan out is a pain in the ass to plan. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, oh, I'm happy to have a couple of weeks off. Well, I've had 3 weeks off now.
Oh, really?
You did it for 2 weeks and we didn't do it the week before that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So when I go back, yeah, I've got a little bit of it planned, mm-hmm. but I need to do a lot more. We might finish Act 2 by the end of next week, though. And then I'll only have one more act on Beyond the Rim.
The whole of this thing, I've got most of the story planned out. In fact, the whole story is planned out, but the whole ship bit, I've just got to go into the detail of it now.
So this storyline you're doing now, how many sessions are you planning it to go for, roughly? Like, how many acts?
At least another 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. Because I feel like in the long stories, like, the acts sort of define themselves out anyway. It's like the city, act one, the city, act two, the ship.
Yeah, it would have been finding the information. Then this next act will be kind of your introduction into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one will be kind of whatever happens with that, where that leads you.
Okay.
I just happen to have a chance, QB here.
Was there any mechanics introduced this week?
I did the pickpocket one. That was just like a QTE.
That was just, what's it called?
Quick time event.
Like a quick check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like.
I did
like
a similar thing
one,
yeah, on. Yeah, like I did a pickpocket as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Way back. It was like the woman who was selling the water on Formos. It was like her boy.
All right.
And the little boy tried to pickpocket Beef. But he was like way too canny.
Oh, right, okay.
Because
I always remind me of the sniper one, where it's just like Beef, roll this.
Yeah.
Quick.
I did the same thing in the jungle as well, where it was like, you can do it, so it's like roll perception. And it's like, you notice one of the big fucking cat guys are running up on you. Otherwise, it's like instant attack, and you don't even see it coming.
Yeah.
They're always good to throw in every now and then. Really good. Because it suddenly like jolts people into attention.
Yeah,
when we did the Jibs game, and when you were moving, you know, there was that bit where you had to move between like the locations. You could choose which locations you were going to go to.
Yeah.
And there was like the bar, the gambling place, and the tower. And in between them, I had you roll a similar thing, and then you saw that the bounty hunter was, like, watching you from the roof of the building and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Just gives you, like, a little something.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's always good to, like, if you're just going from location to location to location, this is, like, this is like tips and tricks, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this is basics. You should know it. If you're GMing, you should know this anyway. This is like your basic thing. You're moving from location to location to location. Just have something happen between them locations. Even if it is literally just like, hey, roll for perception. Okay, you succeeded. You saw some guys watching you. Or like today, what did I have to roll for? Vigilance.
Vigilance.
Yeah. And some guy tried to pickpocket me, but I fucking grabbed his hand.
Yeah. And then that should have been the end of it. but B's just like, yeah, I'm gonna pursue this guy, and it's like, come on, get your head in the game.
Yeah,
it's just a pickpocket. It's just a guy who just wants some money. He's gone.
Yeah, but we didn't want him to get away with it.
Yeah.
If you're, the thing is,
you're
you can't
the rebellion,
win.
So you're kind of you should be empathetic.
You can't win as a GM in that situation, because if you're like he's passed out, which is what you said, we're like, where's the fucking police?
Yeah.
Oh, what's he got on him? And you're like, don't worry about it, he's passed out. And then if you say he ran off, which is what you tried to do, I was like, no, he got up and ran away.
Yeah.
It's like, right, we're chasing him.
Yeah.
Where's he going? Where's he leading us?
Yeah. Takes you all the way to the other side.
And we're like, fucking waving that symbol in his face, like, what do you know about this?
Yeah.
I don't even know his fucking race.
We should have done it where it was the pickpockets you. Or he doesn't. He gets away, you chase after him, around the back of the thing, he leads you to even more fucks.
What was he going to pickpocket if I didn't catch him?
Just money.
I've got no money.
Nothing.
I've got 60 creds.
Yeah, it would have been like 5 creds.
You got to start giving us some money.
Yeah, I
do. When we go to... The thing is, for me, it's like you do jobs and you get money. Mm. For you, you can just... like every time we go back to base, it's like funding from the rebellion.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, contraband that you take, like guns and stuff.
Yeah.
You can sell them.
And also, it's like if we do really good on a mission... our team gets more funding because we're like success. We're like making progress for the rebellion.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're not turning up, if we're like a waste of time for the rebellion, like we get less funding.
Yeah, I want to have a planet where it's like your marketplace kind of planet.
Yeah, like
where if you get extra diplomacy as well, you'll get like a boost on your marketing thing.
I need a new location like that in my games.
What's that like?
Like Formos was really good because in Formos. You used to keep going back and there was that market and there was that like Xur trader who used to sell you contraband shit and everything.
Yeah.
But you can't go back to that planet now.
No.
And then you had the wheel. You can't go back to the wheel either, which I was going to try and have as like a recurring place because I set up all those shops there. Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
There was like the supplies and fucking...
The casino
and everything. But you can't go back there because you're on the wanted.
Yeah.
The only shop you can go to that you've been to before is the one, the Jawa, who's selling like junk on Rexus. Who you bought the droid parts from.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which is what you build
your
astromech droid out of.
But he won't have anything cool. Though.
Yeah, he's just going to have junk as a junk planet.
Yeah.
He's the one who put you in touch with Becca's uncle anyway.
Yeah.
Something else I was going to talk about. What other features have we got? You know, we talked about a feature where we set atmosphere in games.
Yeah.
And we talked about it a little bit at the end of the session last week.
Yeah.
Let's just start it now. So I named it last week. Because, you know, in the last week's episode, we're like, oh, what should we call it? We need a name for this. We're talking about atmosphere and games, and we can't think of anything. And then when I was cutting it together, I thought of a name, and I penned it into the episode.
Okay.
It's really shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, you know in Star Wars, they always say, I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
I kept getting Star Wars clips of people saying that.
Yeah.
Because it's said about 8 times during the
episode. I have a bad feeling about this.
I was just cutting out the word bad. So it was like Leia going... I've got a feeling about this. It was us talking about making like the atmosphere in the game.
Oh, right, okay.
I have a feeling about this.
I have a feeling about this.
Anyway, so this week on I Have a Feeling About This, it was the same trick. You handed us the same note.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
Set an atmosphere in the game. Little touches, like we said last week, the little touch of literally just like, oh, they found this in the dead body, and then him handing us a note with a symbol on it, which is, oh, what's this symbol mean? And we're chasing it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a simple thing, but it makes it exciting. Oh, I've got a treasure. I've got a goodie. Oh, I'm going to follow up on this. I've got something I can touch.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we was like running around looking for someone who knew about it this week, you used the same trick, basically. You had someone else hand us that note and was like, meet me in the alleyway behind dead weight. But we were like, oh, wait. We know this note. Oh, it's that thing. That's that thing again. And it them little bits of atmosphere creation make it really great.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
Little tiny touches, they make a difference. Talking of little touches, you said you were going to have sound effects and hustle and bustle of the city this week.
I've got my song that I wrote about the ship.
Right.
For the ship.
Oh, is that for next week?
Next week.
Right, okay. You wrote a song for the ship?
Well, I just did like a little electronic.
You're going to write a song score for the podcast?
Can do.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a little clip. Just so you get the vibe of what the ship's going to be like.
We're allowed to play that because it's not copyrighted material.
Exactly.
Are we going to get arrested for playing like the Star Wars music at the beginning?
So that's kind of the atmosphere. Kind of a bit dingy.
Hey, it's your friend GM Shoy. We got cut off there when we recorded the podcast. We actually recorded a lot more, or thought we did, but our software played up, so just after Tiss was playing his music there, which he's using for the next game, we talked about that a bit more. And we also talked about the pictures that are out online that have C-3PO sporting a red arm on Force Awakens promotional material in Mexico or something, and if it's legit and what we think of that. And I also recorded, for the character feature, talking about my character from Age of Rebellion, which sadly got cut. So next week, we'll definitely have the character feature. Maybe I'll have to re-talk about that and try and give it the same excitement I gave it in this one. And so unfortunately, this episode got cut a bit short. And earlier in the show, we talked about how we recorded a couple of rounds of EUOP USA with Beef and Claire still there. So after I finish talking now, I'll just quickly play that EUOP USA game as well. Until the end of the show. So thanks for listening, and if you want to contact us at all, on at the moment the only place to be able to contact us would be Twitter, so add us or message us or DM us and say hi or anything. I'm on there on at Bob Shoy, that's at B-O-B-S-H-O-Y, and Tiss is on there at Tiss R. Wolf, that's at T-I-S-S-A-R-E-W-O-L-F. It would be great to hear from you. Thanks for listening.
Okay, welcome to EUP USA. Blah! It's massive.
Okay, so I'm going to record now a few rounds of EUP USA. So I've got two rounds that I came up with now. So you can try and claw back some points from last week, because what's the current score?
Like 5-1.
5-1 to me.
Yeah.
So the rules as usual, I say three possible stories from the old non-canon EU. One of them's real. Two of them are bound for poodoo, and I had to pull the wool over Tiss's eyes, and he tries to claim some points back because he's currently only sussed out once, and that was the first ever one you did.
Yeah.
So I've got themed this week. Do you want Lando Calrissian themed ones or Chewbacca themed ones?
Chewbacca.
Right. Chewbacca, in the old EU, one of these things is true.
Okay.
I'm not doing that right here.
Old EU, one of these things is true.
In the old EU, Chewie gets hooked on death sticks.
Okay.
All right, Chewie gets hooked on death sticks.
Yeah.
Chewie has a relationship with an ex-imperial officer after the fall of the Empire.
Okay.
What race?
Human.
Mm.
Or a moon lands on Chewbacca. Discuss.
Bloody hell.
Last week you thought Boba Fett was a homosexual, mate.
What?
That was the most likely answer. So you
gave
that.
It was wrong
that.
Though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That. Nah.
This isn't like, I don't know, this isn't like good storylines, though.
So you've got
all these old EU
moon
stories.
Well, the point is I'm trying to pull out weird stuff from the old EU.
Right.
Every now and then I might pull out a really boring, just like run of the mill story from the old EU.
I'm going to say the moon lands on Chewbacca.
It's the real one?
Yeah.
Really?
What were the other two options?
Chewie gets hooked on death sticks. Or Chewie has a relationship with a human ex-imperial officer.
Interracial.
I'm going with the interracial. Fluffy love.
Definitely fluffy.
Yeah.
Probably get matted as well. I'm just to make things interesting, I'll go for the death sticks.
Death sticks. Do you want the real one?
Yeah.
I need to get like a drum roll thing, don't I?
Yeah.
A moon lands on
Chewie. Yeah! Oh,
what the fuck?
Yeah!
Do it! That's how he dies.
Prove it! Prove it! Well,
He like rescued. I might be completely wrong. If you love the old EU, don't moan at me. I only learnt this today, so about 10 minutes before the game. But from what I can gather, they're all escaping from this planet where a moon's going to crash into it or something. And Han and Leia's son, I don't know which one, there's like Anakin Solo, Jason Solo, and someone else. But he gets him onto the ship or whatever, and then he flies off because he knows that if he tries to rescue Chewie, they're all going to die as well. So then the moon crashes directly into Chewbacca on the planet.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And that's how he dies. So, wow, Tiss, you've got a point back. 5-2.
Hell yeah.
Bloody hell.
That's what I'm working with. The old EU is ridiculous.
That is shocking.
Yeah, it is shocking. I go for shocking ones. Right, I found five really good shocking EU stories today. I'm going to use two of them, as last week you requested double bill this week. So the next one is Lando Calrissian themed.
Cool.
Okay. Lando becomes a bounty hunter.
Okay.
Lando opens a theme park called Hologram Fun World.
Okay.
Or Lando commits suicide.
Oh.
Oh.
Which one are you going for, Tiss? Suicide, fun bags, or
Lando grows fun bags,
or
what was the first one?
Lando becomes a bounty hunter.
Okay.
Bounty hunter, fun bags, or suicide.
Oh, what? Suicide. Pick one.
It's really hard.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna.
I'll make them hard.
I want to get this correct.
Well, one in three chance, mate. So
Lando opens a theme park.
Really?
Yeah.
Called Hologram Fun World.
Yeah.
Beef.
I'm gonna go for the suicide.
Suicide.
Yeah.
Claire.
Suicide.
Suicide. Correct answer is he becomes a theme park owner.
Oh! You're on it.
Yes.
Hologram Fun World.
My favourite EU story.
It's a really bad name.
It is a bad name.
Even if it was a great theme park, if someone said, do you want to go to Hologram Fun World? I'm like,
no. It's like he spent loads of effort creating it and then they went, well, we need a name. He just went, theme park, give us your money land.
To C-3PO might have a red arm in Force Awakens.
Boring conversation anyway.
Yeah. Boring conversation anyway.